Hey, it's Elle. So, I'm going to do a quick demo of the eight most important elements of vocal feminization.
Starting with my masculine voice. Now, if I raise my larynx, then my vocal tract length is shorter, making a brighter sound. And then if I just raise my pitch about an octave, then I sound like I have a higher pitch. And now I'm in my falsetto, I'm two octaves higher. It doesn't sound very feminine. Now if I change my oral resonance by pushing my tongue up and forward and tightening my lips, closing my jaw, a very small space in the mouth, it's also bright, kind of like a raised larynx, but a little different. If I raise the larynx at the same time, then it's really bright. And now if I go back down and I add a higher open quotient, very soft, soothing voice. It's another element. And then if I want to add some intonation changes, instead of a monotone voice like this, I can go with a lot of change in pitch like this, and I can emphasize words by going like, "This is an emphasized word. Wow, very feminine." Now, if I want to change my articulation, shifting the vowels brighter, like, oh my god, like, oh my god, like, oh my god, yes, get that bright us, yes, oh my god, like, totally, 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 oh my god. Very attractive. Then if I want to add some vocal twang, I go like this. I am a robot. I am a vocal twang robot. Hello. And then lastly, if I want to close off the back of my mouth and throat a little bit, constricting my oropharynx.
Constricting the oropharynx, and you sound a little bit like this, and it's very, very, very attractive and feminine sounding, as you can see or hear.
So yeah, thank you very much.